Anxiety and depression are the two most common and most treatable types of mental illnesses, and since the start of the pandemic, self-screenings for anxiety are up 650% in the United States, and for depression up 900%, with Wichita mirroring those numbers. The shifting sands of COVID have created an environment where we feel like we've lost control of our own lives. In many ways, this lack of control is similar to that felt by many children and teens, even during normal times. They're told what classes to take and when to do their homework. They're told what to eat, what time to go to bed, and what they can and cannot wear. So it's no wonder that roughly half of all mental illnesses begin to manifest by the age of 14. Eating disorders, abuse, self-harm, addictive behaviors, and suicide are all on the rise in both youth and adults. And pandemic or not, that fact is likely to continue for the foreseeable future. The creation of appropriate coping skills is the best way to keep a mental health issue from turning into a mental illness down the road. And preventing the mental illness in the first place is always easier, always faster, and always more efficient than treating it later. For KMUW, I'm Eric Littweiler.